walking in, making a grand entrance.
So I think this is going to be our last show with this title.
We'll see if we get a radio time for the semester. It's very selective.
Yeah. I know the board.
She's got connections.
Yeah. Yes. So that's exciting. Stay tuned for play. We're hoping for a Sunday slot or a Thursday slot. So maybe you'll hear us this Thursday. If not, by Sunday, which we can prefer.
Yes. Stay tuned.
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to say anything about our first song?
Sure. So this song is called Call Me by St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I don't know the band, but my Uncle John recommended it to me. So I just played like...
Our mics were so not on.
Oh. Does that mean they didn't hear anything we just said?
No.
Okay, well, off to a
start. Like, no, like,
start.
The mics were on, but like they were all the way volume low. Like, who would do that? That's so disrespectful. Like, leave it the way it was.
I'll just pick up where I left off. recommended band from my Uncle John. He read about them in the New Yorker, I believe.
Shout out, Uncle John.
Shout out, Uncle John. It's called St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I had never heard of them before, I don't think, so I just played their most popular song, and I actually really liked it a lot, so it's called Call Me.
Wow, what a
song!
That
was a good one, right? Yeah. It's kind of like upbeat. Is someone playing the drums next door?
I think so.
Hear
that? I almost walked in on them.
Yeah, really?
I got locked out, and I had to walk around. And yeah, I almost walked in.
Oh my!
Yeah, you can practice instruments here.
They're just having a little jam session.
They just got like a keyboard or something.
That's nice. I wonder if the listeners can hear them in the background. It's pretty loud.
Yeah. Hopefully the listeners can hear us.
But yeah, that was a good song. I liked it. My question for the audience is: do you play Wordle? And are you good at it? And what was your score today? Please send in submissions.
Yes.
I am not good at it.
But but
I have a strategy, but then I abandoned the strategy because it was getting too easy. So then I started to
it was too easy. Was your strategy to make the first word later?
No. My strategy was I would use three different words and always just guess on the fourth one. So the first three words didn't really count in my mind. And it would be weary, clout, and binds. And then it would use, each one had five different letters. So then it would have 15 letters wiped out. And then you would almost always get all of your letters from that because you have all the vowels and you have the most common consonants.
Wow, I'm impressed.
But it was getting too easy, so I now just go off of my gut.
Huh. Wow. Well.
Yeah. You should try my method if you need a beginner step.
Okay. I'll try that out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Here to introduce the next song.
Yeah. So the next song is by the Beatles, a favorite of ours, and I think we will probably be playing some more Beatles tonight for a very special listener, Katie's grandma. But this Beatles song was my pick for now, and it's Got to Get You Into My Life. It's a great song, and there's an Earth, Wind, and Fire cover of it that we might play as well and see what you guys think, which one you prefer. So here's the Beatles version.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, did I suddenly see you? Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. Had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Got to get you into my life. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? Got to get you into my life.
Hope you guys like that one. I think it's a great Beatles song.
Nice, upbeat.
Yeah, and it's a little bit more underrated than some of their others.
Yeah. Are there bad Beatles songs, though?
I mean, I'm sure there has to be some that's a major flop, but
it could be.
Maybe we can dedicate an episode to bad Beatles songs.
I think that's a great idea.
I'll do my research.
Next song, this one is called My Sharona. I don't even know how I feel about this song personally, but it made me laugh because my dad always used to play it, and he had some kind of inside joke with my brother about it. If anyone remembers what that was, give me a ring.
Oh, yes, I remember.
But yeah, kick it off, Jules.
Okay.
Oh, my little pretty one, a pretty one. When you
Katie hates that song.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan, but my mom did remind me what the inside joke was. It was something about bologna. My brother, like, loved bologna. My Sharona, my bologna. I actually don't get it, but that's what she said.
So funny.
I do specifically remember, like, sitting down and teaching my dad how to use iTunes by buying this song. It was, like, you know, $1.99 or something like that. So, fond memories. But yeah, what's the next song?
The next song is Invisible Touch by Genesis. Katie played Genesis last week, and Katie knows I love Genesis, and most importantly, Phil Collins, who was the lead singer of it for a time being. So I'm going to play Genesis too. Here's Invisible Touch.
So,
what's your favorite class and why?
Emily. Me? Yes.
Oh God, on the spot. Okay. DC Jackson, Recent America.
Of course.
Just because it was a classic moment. Loved the vibes. Great teacher. Didn't learn a ton.
Not at all.
Yeah,
actually.
And the music.
If anything, you go out of there like knowing less.
Yeah, I lost brain cells from that class.
I hope he's not listening.
About the cultural music.
Yes, that is true.
And I recommend every single history major to take that, and minor, and even just friend of the history department.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Shout out to you, DC.
Yes. I did receive a correction. It's baloney mispronounced. Bologna.
Oh, like Sharona. My Bologna. Like.
Sorry to misquote you.
Ah.
Dad and Nolan. Anyway.
It makes more sense.
Yeah, it does. What's the next song?
The next song is Do It Again by Steely Dan. I think we asked the audience how you feel about Steely Dan last week. Because we played a Steely Dan song before. And, yeah, I don't know. We want to talk
between ourselves, and this is a longer song, so that's kind of why we're playing. So yeah, enjoy this for 6 minutes.
That was a long song.
Yeah, but we got to talk.
Yes, it did serve its purpose. Yes. So thank you all.
We love the drama here.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, my question to you. What's worse, an 8 a.m. or a 2:45 class on Fridays?
Okay, I think if it was virtual, I would say then the 8 a.m. wouldn't be that bad because I could, like, do it in my bed.
Okay.
But if, like, I had to go in person, I think that's worse. What about you?
The 8 a.m. is always worse, no question.
Emily? Yeah, 8 a.m. is worse. I could not get myself out of bed before 9. That would kill me.
Yep.
Well, I feel like I like to have my Fridays completely off, and I'm so used to it because I've done it for a really long time. So...
Yeah, that's a small price to pay, though, for not having an 8 a.m., in my opinion.
Amen.
Doesn't Allison have an 8 a.m.?
Yeah, and she did that to herself.
Yeah.
Negative shout out, Allison.
Yeah, right. Anyway, your question?
My question is, what is your favorite constitutional amendment and why?
You have really put me on the spot here.
The First Amendment, the freedom of speech. So I can bullshit people or talk behind people's back all the time.
Well, actually, Emily, that has nothing to do with the First Amendment, because the First Amendment is really only the government can't prohibit your freedom of speech. It has nothing to do with, like, individual to individual.
Well, I hate Donald Trump.
Yeah, you
can't come for me.
Yeah, the government can't come for you. Like, but yeah.
Nobody can come for me.
Yeah, nobody.
This is a free country.
Nobody go come for Emily.
This is a free country.
My favorite, what's the most recent one that was, like, super irrelevant?
27th?
President. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Something about the president? That's really clear.
Thank you. I'll think on that. I'll get back to you.
Look up the list.
My next song, this is the one for my grandma, Yellow Submarine. Do you have a cued?
Yes.
She's a big fan of the Beatles, and this is one of the requests she sent in for the night. So, enjoy, Nene.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed unto the sun till we found the sea of green. Next door, and the band begins to play.
Nice pick, Katie's grandma.
Thank you, on her behalf.
Okay.
Anyway, I had a lot of words over here.
Did you think about your amendment more?
Oh, yes. It's the 23rd Amendment, which gives D.C. residents the right to vote in presidential elections, obviously. I don't know how that didn't come up to my mind right away.
Yeah. And as someone who maybe one day could be a D.C. resident, you never know.
Anything is possible, yeah.
It could be important for you or anyone listening who's considering it. Just know you have rights.
Yeah. Want to introduce the next song?
It's your pick, but Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears.
It's a good one. I feel like this is a crowd.
Yeah, everyone knows this one. Their album for this is Songs from the Big Chair. I wonder how big that chair is. So think about that.
Welcome to
Do you think that they're correct? Do you think that everyone wants to rule the world?
No, I don't want to rule the world.
Yeah, I don't either.
But maybe it's like a metaphorical thing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like having some, like, power could be nice. But, like, I don't think I'd want to rule the world.
Maybe, like, the world means, like, your world. Like, everyone wants to be, like,
I don't think it's healthy for anyone to rule the whole world.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like it could be problematic. What's our next song?
We can play Your Mom's Choice.
Oh, wow. Okay, she skipped the line. this is gonna... Oh. Yeah. I'm gonna be parentheses 500 miles.
Yeah, I didn't even know that that song was called that.
Neither exactly. did I. I asked 1,000? I forget exactly the lyrics. But I was just saying, this song reminds me of that episode in Grey's Anatomy where the paramedic proposes to April.
I don't watch.
It's really cute. Yeah, yeah.
I like so have cute. A tendency to like pass out with like the sight of blood, so.
Yeah, it was like a whole flash mob, and he got all like the people. It was very adorable. I was in like seventh grade at the time, and I was touched by the gesture.
Didn't work out.
No, two times over, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. That's this song reminds me of How I Met Your Mother. They like would play it on like their road trip montages, like with Ted and Marshall.
Oh, because it was stuck in the CD player.
Yeah. So here it is.
Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm working, yes I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. Bye.
They're still going next door with the drums.
Yes.
I wonder who that is.
I don't know. Maybe they're in a band. Maybe we could join it.
So. Did you ever see that movie about like the kid who played the drums really intensely? I think he went to like jewelry. Whiplash.
I didn't see it, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I also didn't see it, but I heard it.
So we're not even recommending this movie. No. We're just saying it's a movie you could watch.
About drums.
Yeah.
What's the next song?
Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and Wings. It was his band It was his band after the Beatles broke up. Fun fact, Katie thought that Paul McCartney died.
That's not an unreasonable thought. I was kidding about that.
I'm not so sure.
No, I was. These people are old, guys. My question to you, though, is what are your favorite kind of jewelry?
Like flavor?
Yeah. Add flavor and place that you get them.
I don't really know if I have a go-to place. Can you answer first?
Sure. I like the Thai chicken wings at my local Thai restaurant. They are my favorite.
I like barbecue or like with like normal wings, like wing sauce, like hot sauce, I guess. And I don't really think I have a place.
I've never had chicken wings.
Hmm.
I can't speak to it.
That's
interesting. That's shocking. That's a hot take.
Like Pi-Fi gives you wings.
Will you get Pi Fi give you wings?
Have you chosen to not have wings? Because I know some people like have an issue with like the bone being in the wing.
Yeah, I just like nuggets.
Oh yeah, it's kind of like
I like
why
boneless
I get
wings
when you could get
nuggets. Yeah,
it's kind of just been my thought.
Hmm. Interesting. Well,
that was super related to Paul McCartney.
Yes. On that note,
wings. Yes. Yes. It's almost Valentine's Day, guys, and Katie's wearing special socks.
Yes, Valentine's Day socks. I actually wear them year-round, but I just happened to notice I was wearing them now, and I was like, oh, that's like a week from tomorrow, so best of. Yes. Yes. They have X's and O's on them.
Yes. For hugs and kisses.
Mm-hmm. What's the next song?
It was your pick.
Oh, yes. Kodachrome. I just listened to the song. I was looking at like recommended music based on this playlist, and this came up, and it's kind of catchy, so I added it.
Yes, that Katie loves the recommended section.
I do, because honestly, I've added all the songs that I know to this playlist, and I've simply run out. So
she makes for a great radio show host.
Yeah.
Wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all looks worse in black and white.
If anyone's wondering what Kodachrome is, Katie will describe it.
Well, it has multiple definitions. One of them is a brand of positive color transparency. And then the other one is the brand name for a color reversal film introduced by Eastman Kodak in 1935. Maybe those are the same things. I don't know. I think it's a old-fashioned photography concept that we are not acquainted with.
Yeah. Not too old, though.
No.
Yeah.
So this next song is California Dreaming, which I think we've all been dreaming of in this frosty cold weather recently.
I actually added this song to a playlist for myself, and then I was like, for like possible radio songs, and I thought of this specifically because of Katie, because I thought I just felt like I heard this song, I was like, I feel like Katie would like this song.
Interesting. We'll see.
What were your thoughts, Katie?
I did like it.
You didn't?
I did.
Oh.
Yeah. I've always liked that song.
Okay.
It's nice.
Cool. I think we're going to do one final song, and it's by Stevie Wonder. It's called Sir Duke. Katie knows him as the blind man.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to say before the song?
I don't know if I know this one off the top of my head, but maybe
yes,
I know.
Yes, you definitely do.
All right. I trust your judgment.
Okay. Here it is.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away if that's A when the people start to move. They can feel it all over me.
That was a good one. I do know that song.
Yeah. Well, another great night, another great hour.
Yes, always a pleasure. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. I hope you all had a wonderful week and have a wonderful week.
Yeah, and we'll let you guys know when our next time will be. Maybe Sunday, maybe Thursday.
Keep them on their toes.
Yeah, we personally don't even know ourselves. And be on the lookout for our new name, which we'll reveal next week, I guess, when we do our next show.
Yes. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.